Alrighty, am I in? Are we here? Are we live? Testing, testing. Is this mic working? Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love giving myself a drum roll. Alrighty. We're waiting for Danielle. Why does it say DJ Ant is live? Are you on? You can't possibly be on. What did I do? I don't know. All right. Good morning. I am waiting for Danielle to jump on here. This is our first show, and she may or may not be able to figure this out. And it's been a minute for me, so I may or may not be able to figure this out, but let's see. All right, we are live. Thank you for bearing with me. I am not sure what's going on here. Where is my Danielle so we can start this? See, the name of the show is WTF, let's talk. And what the is going on here? Come on, Danielle, where are you? All right, let's see. I have no idea. If I start pressing things, I disconnect us. We're in bad shape. So Danielle, where are you? Testing, testing. Is this mic working? Oh, there she is. Danielle, are you
I
here?
am.
See that? We did it. All righty. I don't know why. For some reason, I have somebody else on here that was not a call. So it's kind of strange, but that's okay. Good morning. How are you, Danielle?
Me, I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, you sound great.
Yeah. I woke up with this raging headache this morning, but I'm better, thank God.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. For anybody that's listening out there, can you hear us okay? Can you hear me okay? Can you hear Danielle okay? Give me some feedback. I see some of you guys are in the room with us here. Greetings. Good morning. Thank you for joining us for our very first WTF Let's Talk show. Okay, yes, we got feedback. All right, awesome. All right, so Danielle, since this is your first time with us, why don't you like say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody. Okay, so my nerves are like all over the place today since this is the first time I'm doing this with Karen. And, most people know me. I'm very social, but I'm very private. So it's, I'm the social, antisocial person. And Karen says I like to come out, I like to show myself, and then I withdraw for months at a time. So I'm, trying to feel how things go and, obviously provide feedback and work with Karen. Me and Karen have such a great rapport. We always talk, we could be on the phone for hours, talk about everything and nothing. So we're hoping that this will be great and successful and we can help everybody like either answer some questions, give you a place to like vent and just, all about have a good time, once a week as we talk.
Navigating the WTF of
TF,
life.
yes, correct. Correct.
I
I
feel
must
I
say that at least 5 times a day.
exactly. Except I don't say WTF because
Yeah,
I'm
I say.
not like a teenager. So I'm always like, what the? And so I don't, every time I say WTF, I know it's like politically correct now because you're not supposed to curse and all of that.
Well, I don't
But
think teenagers say WTF anymore either, but that's besides the point.
yeah, I guess so. I don't know who the hell says it, but I know that people, do say that. So yeah, so I am glad. I mean, Danielle, we have been talking about this for, I don't know, a year, maybe longer. And for, just to let everybody know, Danielle has like a posse of her own. She has actually 4 children, and a husband, and 20
sisters.
So that
makes 5.
And
3
children. Oh boy, WTF. And so it's been difficult to, she's running constantly. So, trying to get her to, like, you know, commit to an hour of her time has been challenging, but nonetheless, I am very convincing and I don't give up. So, here we are. And, so do me a favor, you guys, anybody that's here in the room, just check in, say hello. Let us know that you're with us. And I always like the feedback from everybody. Again, you are listening to the very first show of WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. And so what I wanted, and before I forget, hit that follow button if you guys are on here, because if you hit the follow button when we go live, you will be, you'll get an email and it'll say, or I don't know, if you have your notifications on, it'll come up and say, you know, that we're live. So this way you can join us. And if you're catching this on the replay, then you can listen to this on any of your favorite podcasts. You obviously just can't listen to it live if you don't download the Podbean app. So I know everybody is so like creature of habit and they don't want to download anything. They don't know, blah, blah, blah. It's really not that bad. And you can listen to it. You could put your earbud in and you could do it at work and no one would even know. Just wear a hat or something. So a woman cover your ear with your hair so they don't know. Although our voices do travel. So they may or may not hear us coming out of there, but it's all good. But it's also a fun thing to listen to on the ride home from work or wherever running your errands, because we all know how much fun life can be. So at least a little, a little like, you know, pause for pleasure might be able to help. But yeah, hit those like buttons. See, there you go, Danielle, you hit it.
See, I'm telling you, I'm learning.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm still learning and I I'm not the most tech savvy person in the world. You're certainly much more capable than I. So it's kind of funny that I'm at the realm here because, you know, I'm like, oh, did I press that button? Oops. We're live. Oops. But all right. So listen, so I had, we could talk about 100 things, but a topic was brought up to me. Well, not a topic, but something was said to me and it's been said to me, you know, once or twice. And, you know, it's something I'm trying to navigate, and trying to figure out how I feel about it and whether or not I agree or don't agree. So, my question of the day, our topic would be, are you rude? Have you been told that you're rude, or do you think you're rude, and what does that actually mean? What does that mean, you're rude? Like, if somebody says to you, you're rude, Danielle, what would you, what is your makeup of you're rude?
Well, I would sit back and think that they didn't even like my tone, my response. They thought I was arrogant in some way in my responses to them, you know. So, but, you know, everybody's so soft nowadays. People just expect everybody to coddle them and they want all these like rose colored, like fluffy responses. That so it's funny because I just had this conversation with a friend of mine yesterday that was told he was arrogant. And he's like, Danielle, am I arrogant? I'm like, oh, a little bit. But I really think that a lot of it is in our delivery. You know, we grew up in a time in life where, you know, our parents would tell us, you know, get to the point. You know, don't pussyfoot around it. Let's go. You know, say what you mean what you say. Let's go. So we learn to be so direct in our responses that nowadays when everything has to be so politically correct, when we automatically react with our like knee-jerk response, people look at me and go, oh, she's so nasty. You know?
Yeah, or you know what I find,
Condescending.
they feel it's condescending. Yeah. And you know, it is. And you know, like, okay, so we both come from the same neighborhood in the Bronx, right? And you remember that expression, take it from where it comes from? And so it's hard for me because actually someone that I respect and love and knows me so well, recently said this to me. And you know, and again, I think that we always need to take pause, right? Because you know, some of us, if you know the person, right, you take it from where it comes from, right?
Of
So
course,
it's like,
but not always, because I have known people for years and they'll turn around and say, Danielle's such a bitch. And I'm like, but I'm not a bitch. I'm actually a very loving person. I just am very straightforward with my responses and my thoughts. And sometimes that doesn't, people just don't take it that way. You know, Karen, I love you, but people have come to me and been like, oh my God, Danielle, she's so nasty. You know, I have a sister who people say the same thing. She's so nasty. But I know your soul. Like, I know who you are as a person. So I just say, but you have also had so many things happen to you, tragedies and things like that, that it has kind of hardened you to a lot of stuff. So, you know, you have a very protective shell over you, is what I want to say. But if
Well, and
people
I
took,
appreciate that, but I think I've always, but and I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt on that one, but I've always been this way.
no, I
I've always
understand that,
had a hard shell.
but people sometimes don't take the moment to get to know you to realize that underneath all
Gotcha.
that, like that barbed wire,
Hold back the way you really feel, Danielle, please.
you're a wonderful person. So, you know, so I laugh and I go, you have to get past it. But you know, some people don't even want to put in the effort. So you say, okay, goodbye, and you keep it moving.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have a comment here. Yeah. It depends on what you think of the person you're talking to. So, you know what? And I just had this conversation with my son, and I was raised in a very, like open. My parents were hippies. They were very open, and my opinion always mattered. Like I wasn't raised like children should be seen and not heard. I was raised like the children should be heard and seen. And
No,
so
I like that.
that is I understand. That's what I'm saying. We had a very different you know, we had a different upbringing in that respect for sure. Well, in many respects. And so I was always just very opinionated, and still am. And I was told to verbalize my opinions, and they mattered. And that was like probably a huge, I don't want to say curse, but you know, like that's been a cross that I've had to bear because not everybody wants your opinion.
No.
And so you have to actually like I find myself having to hold my breath because like when somebody says something, since I am so strongly opinionated, I want to give
No.
them my opinion. But like no one asked you. So shut your mouth and listen. And so it became different for me in the sense that but what I did learn and what I am is I think that it's when you're judgmental. And so I'm not a judgmental person, and I think you know this better than most. Like you could say anything in the world to me, and like I will say to you, like Danielle, I don't think this is a great idea, but I'm right here. So like do what you gotta do. I'm here. I love you. This ain't gonna end well, but hey, you never know, right?
But you know, sometimes you can respond even with love, and people will say, oh my God, she's so judgy. Again, I go back to, I have a friend down here, and our children grew up together, and her daughter is a lot more mature. I keep my children very immature, and people look at me like I'm crazy, but they're 12 and I want them to stay 12. So no, they're not wearing mascara. No, they're not doing this. No, they're not doing that. No, they're not having boyfriends. I was raised, my father was like, don't think about it. Don't look at it. I couldn't do anything till at least I was 16 years old and then some.
But I don't think that's called him. Wait a minute. I don't want to interrupt you here. But
of course,
that's not immature. That's just being 12.
Well, right. Correct. Okay. But when I say something to her, like, what are you doing? Like, she's like she's 17 years old. She got a crop top on. She got makeup on. She's got this. She's got that. You know what I'm saying? This is why I don't like talking to you. So judgmental. I'm not judgmental, but you want to know something? There is a fine line. And when those kids cross that line, there's no going back. You know?
100%. 100%. So, that's funny. Big Daddy just said 12 is the new 32.
Oh my God.
Please. God help us all.
I'm having a heart attack over here. They're like, Mom, you know, I'm like, no. And they're like, oh my God, you're so boring. Okay, that's fine. I can be boring. You know, I'll go with that. So, but her daughter is very, you know, developed, and, you know, and I sit back and I look and I'm like, so she says, and I have lost friends because of this. Like, she has veered off to other people who have daughters running on a similar path because I don't allow it in my house.
Right. Because you're not aligned.
Right. Because we're not aligned. Exactly. So, you know, whether you're rude, you're judgmental, some people, you know, women, we're called bitches instead of rude, you know, oh, she's such a bitch.
Correct.
But, you know, oh, she's conceited or she's this.
Right. Maybe she thinks, know, maybe she thinks who she is.
Right. She thinks who she is. And instead of just, listen, I was raised a certain way. You know, my beliefs are that, listen, we're running into I'm going to change topic for a second. Our world is running on a very precarious course, and you have to keep these kids tight to the home, tight to the vest, because it's anything goes out there. I swear to God, going back to the wild, not everything's crazy. So, you know, but, you know, I'm trying to keep a little bit of that old school home feel. You know, we still have dinner together every night. We still do all these things. But people, you know, that's not the way the world is flowing. So people say, oh, she's single-minded. She's closed-minded. She's this, she's that. You know, there's so many different words for, you know, rude.
Yeah.
You know, she's, you know, I laugh and I'm like, I'm not any of those things.
Right. And so that's why when people say, so like if a stranger, like what you were saying earlier to me, you were like, well, you know, people don't take the minute, you know, to know, to know me per se. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that to me, so I sit back and I get that. Right. But I sit back and when I have, so again, somebody that cares about me says to me, well, like for instance, like when you have groups of friends, right? So maybe, you know, you're close with a certain person and they have friends as well. And that friend group doesn't want you around because they have whatever issues that they have. And you know, maybe you're, you know, that rude thing. So what I try to do is I try to self-reflect and say, well, wait a minute, like, what did I... like, how am I coming across if that's the case? And like I was saying to you, I had this conversation with my son where I had said to him, he was talking about something in like science class and he was frustrated because some of the children didn't understand what the lesson was. And the teacher, and they were just asking questions. And the teacher kind of had to like, you know, repeat herself 800 times or whatever. And my son was like, I don't understand it. It's just so easy. Why don't they get it? And I was like, oh, wait a minute. You need to dial it back. You know, that does not come off well. You're coming off like a know-it-all. I said, you may think that it's easy, that, you know, that this is easy, but the children may not feel that it's easy. So you need to like check yourself and take a step back. And watch the way, you know, your whole attitude is not nice and it's condescending to people. So correct. What's funny is my dad was here yesterday. Now, again, my dad raised me, who raised me to be opinionated and, you know, say what I want to say. And my father is, you know, like he didn't tell the story completely to my dad. So my dad didn't quite get the whole, you know, thing, but you know, my father was kind of like, all right, I could see your point. It's frustrating because you're trying, you know, to learn and this is pulling it back. But he said, but your teacher's job is to teach. So if your teacher explains that, do you think that those children will get it? And he said, yes. She goes, well, that's her job then. Her job is to bring those kids up to where you are. So like, the thing is like, I think that you always have to remain humble. And again, I guess people don't always get that. And what's funny is people that know me from the show and listen to me will say, I'm so like, why would anybody think that? Like, you're so sweet and you're so kind or whatever. But, you know, and that's the thing that people say, right? Because, you know, and I do this, right? Again, because you're repeating yourself because somebody isn't getting
you're not listening. You're not.
Six fucking times I said it again. And yes, is that condescending? Absolutely.
Like, you know, it's funny because my kids get upset with me, right? Because I'll say something once, I'll say something twice. But the third time I'm yelling, right? And they're like, Mom. Right. Or even with people, like, I'm like, you're not listening. Like, right. Why are you not listening? And then they get upset.
Hello.
They're like, why are you talking to me that way?
Right.
They're like, you're so condescending. Nasty. I'm not nasty. But, you know, somebody.
I'm annoyed.
Right. I'm annoyed. Somebody asked here, so what do you do when friends become jealous or controlling? You know, you sit back. Right, see ya. Right. That's really.
See ya.
I hate to say it that way because I have lost so many friends. I mean, I have had friends since I'm 11. I've had lifelong friends. And Karen knows because she's been there with me that have all of a sudden turned on me. And I found out that they've never liked me at all.
Well, there it is right there. I mean, that's the whole thing. So those aren't lifelong friends, right?
Right. Because disheartening and it does such it hurts. Damage to you emotionally. When all of a sudden you spend 30, 40 years being friends with somebody and you realize that
they never liked you.
They never liked you, right? They were friends with you. We were friends with all the same people. You were fun. I was outgoing. Listen, Karen and them will tell you, I come to New York to visit. We're out. We're having ourselves a great time. It's laughter all weekend, you know, and I know how to go out and enjoy myself. So sometimes people would jump on the bandwagon because they're like, well, you know, especially if they're introverts, they jump on because they don't know how to, as Karen would say, navigate that aspect of life, going out, introducing themselves, meeting people, whether, you know, so on and so forth. So they use you as a vessel, kind of, they just, you know, they jump on your coattails, so to speak.
Mm.
And
which is something that, you know, maybe you do when you're younger. You know, but you know, like, you know, I mean, listen, everybody, especially when you're trying to get out there and meet people, then that makes sense, you know, and yes, people, you know, like when we were kids, right. You have the people,
we gotta go back to answer
or even
this question.
Now you, what?
Dancing on the poles. Big Daddy's funny. No, but we have to go back and answer this question. What do you do when friends become jealous or controlling?
No, I know.
Hearing off. I'm going to go back. Go ahead.
And so, and that is the answer to that is definitely, you know, jealousy is evil. Okay. And that is something that is probably always present. I think if somebody is jealous of you, they're going to be jealous of you from here until kingdom come. Right. I mean, do you get over being jealous? I don't know. I've never. Do you know friends of yours or people that were jealous of you and, they got over it? Have you ever experienced that?
No.
It gets worse, right?
It gets worse. And, you know, you explain to your children, my kids are in middle school, so they're going through this whole thing. And I just recently had a situation with some friends and I looked at my daughters and I said, I'm 54 years old. It does not stop.
Yep.
It does not stop. Listen, you know, I have gone through so many tumultuous times and I have been up and down and depressed and my father was killed and I put on weight and I've lost weight and I've done all the things. And how you, and you watch, you know, they have the sympathy for you. Then they have the, you know, but then as you start to reinvent yourself or evolve again, you see that it comes back. Like they might give you that little reprieve when you're down on your luck or you're feeling
absolutely misery loves
because,
company.
Yes,
misery loves
they,
company. I've
because
I
they're loving
that,
that moment. They're loving
yep.
that moment because
you're down. You're down.
Right?
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you start. Yep. You come up again, and it starts all over again. You're like, really? really, we're here again. And I never do that. I'm so happy for everybody. If you've got, great. If you don't got, I'll give you, you know, we can get through this together. But, you know, it always, everybody's always trying to one up you. It doesn't stop.
And you know what?
It's very sad.
I have to say that is something that I've always admired with you. In one of the things I've always admired is you're the type of person that, like most women, if they find like the secret to success, they ain't sharing it because they don't want someone else to have it. You're like, oh, I've been doing this. Here's the recipe. I'm sending it to you. Oh, I've been wearing this. This does this, this, and that. I'm sending you the link. Order one of these. You know, oh, this is the workout. I'm going to share it with you. You know, blah, blah, blah. Most people don't do that. And they're not transparent. And so, you know, I always am marveled at women. And let me be real clear about this, because there are people on social media that women supporting women. And meanwhile, behind the scenes, there's a lot of other things going on. So women supporting women is like few and far between, because again, like the comment that was made earlier, or the question that was posted, right, is, you know, about if you're, if people, I lost the comment now, but in terms of, are they jealous, or how do you control, where the hell did it go now? Oh, what do you do when a friend becomes jealous or controlling? So, you know, this is what happens, is that when jealousy comes into play, you know, it's women supporting women. No, it isn't, because they're actually, I have been in situations where these women are talking behind your back and sabotaging you, but in front of the frontline people, they're so sweet and supportive. And well, those are the people I freaking can't deal with.
Right. So this person wrote, should I get rid of them? But I'm in my mid-50s. And I get that. And I just wrote back to you. You know, I have very few friends, a lot of acquaintances. So recently, Karen was talking about doing like a birthday party for me up in New York. And she's like, oh, we have to get it. I don't have 40 friends. Are you kidding me? I will go out and I run into a million people. And they're like, oh, my God, Danielle, how are you? And it's always right, Karen. It's always nice. And it's always a good time. And they're always respectful. And they'll hang out. And then they go, you know, but someone to pick up the phone and call me and check on me day to day, somebody that I can go have lunch with or brunch with, or just sit on the couch in their house and watch a movie, whatever. I have none of that. So you sit back sometimes like, what the hell did I do wrong? I'm a good person. I know I'm a good person. You know, you need me. I'm jumping on a plane and I'm coming to you, and I got your back the whole way, you know, always. But yet, I'm not likable. I don't know why.
You know what? First of all, I disagree with you on that. You're very liked. You're very loved. But again, I understand your perception, because, you know, I often had felt that way. But you know what? I am, and you, I know that you teeter with this, but you know, I have to say that maybe because I've always kind of been the odd man out, I've recognized that I cannot fit my square peg into a round hole, and I know, with that now.
But what, you know, I unfortunately, you know, friends are very hard to come by, right? And especially at our age, to start making new friends is so hard. So, you know, do you get rid of them? You know, it depends on how much toxicity they bring into your life. If the relationship is so toxic that every day you're thinking like, oh my God, then yeah, you're going to have to get rid of them. You know, if you can survive it just being, you know, that way, and learn to hold a little bit, don't give them all of your good, because they'll take from you. Then if you can hold it as just an acquaintance, or just somebody that you know you have there and she's your person, but don't share all your secrets with her. Don't tell her all of your good. Then I would say just hold on to them, because you know what? Maybe you do want to go out for a girl's night. Maybe you do want to do these things. And in a sense, you're going to have to learn how to use that person. And it's terrible to say it that way, but that's where
let's
we
use
are.
A different word, not use that person. You're accepting them into your life for who and what they are,
they
and
are.
You can't have unrealistic expectations. So
and
that's
listen,
the hard part.
Jealousy is ugly. Jealousy is very
ugly.
But you know, it's there. It
and
is
so
really
like,
there. And then if you're happy, it gets worse. Like if you're, I don't know what your relationship is, your status or stuff like that. But if you're prospering and you're in a happy relationship or, you know, whatever, that makes people more envious. You know,
yes.
Especially
how
if,
many
you know,
people? How many people? Not to interrupt you, but on that, how many people like hated me because my husband loved me?
Right.
Right. Because you. Oh my God! Like she. You know, look at how her husband is with her. So now they didn't like me even more because I.
Joey loved
was,
you so.
Because I was
now,
loved.
A little background for me and Karen. I was best friends with Joey. And since we were
my
children, her husband, and Karen was best friends with my husband. And I actually met my husband at their wedding. So, but when I first met Karen, she was very standoffish. She wasn't the most inviting and extremely friendly person.
Well, and I was 21. I mean, we were 21 years old. Hello. We were two bitches from the Bronx. Who the hell is she?
I had my nose in the air a little bit. She had a nose in the air a little bit, you know, so, you know, it was like that little, you know, power struggle thing. And again, I knew Joey my whole life. So I was like, who is this girl? So, and you know, we became friendly, but not friends, you know, of course, especially when our lives started to commingle.
We didn't have any issues. We didn't have issues with each other. We just weren't
just
warm and fuzzy.
Right,
we were, weren't warm and fuzzy towards each other. Well, you
correct.
Also, remember, I kind of was in, you were, that was your crew, right? I was an outsider because
correct.
The only person that I had in my corner was, you know, my boyfriend at the time, right? So you
right.
were, you know, best friends with all of these people and you had a girlfriend that you were best friends with and mm-hmm. you guys were like thick as thieves and, okay. you know, like I could feel the razor blades, you know, through the eyeballs, you know, coming through.
I don't even talk to that person anymore. And best friends were since I was 11. But
and again,
right.
that's,
so,
and I
so
always
is,
marveled at that relationship. You know that.
This is where life changes and evolves, right? So Karen invited me up. I had just moved to Florida. Karen invited me up for the summer, and I was like, okay, let's try this. And that whole summer changed everything. You know, unfortunately, it changed Karen's life. It changed the dynamic of our friendship. So you know, you tend to find friendships in the oddest places. So, you know, as you move on in life and you meet people, don't automatically like, you know, cut someone off or think like, oh, me and that person aren't going to jive. Because look at me and Karen. I mean, we're now 10 years into this friendship and it's amazing. She has become one of my core people where at one point I would have never even thought that that was possible. And there is no jealousy in Karen. You know, she doesn't look at you and think, oh, you know, she tells me, you know, Danielle, you should feel blessed. Every time I call her with my, oh my goodness, oh my God, four kids, husband, this, that, the other thing. She's like, you should feel lucky. And she grounds me, you know, and, but again, it happens late in life and you should always try to find somebody. So, you know, like you said, with her square peg in a round hole, maybe you should, instead of trying to fit your peg in the right, go find a square one. And see what happens, you know?
Well, right. But the point that the point is that, you know, again, it's about accepting people for who and what they are. And like somebody, Bella said, jealousy is a self-reflection of that person's insecurity. And that is spot on. So, you know, when it comes to you know, relationships and such, you know, again, there are people that are in your corner and that are with you and will support you. And then there are those jealous people. And the reason why they're jealous or insecure is not because of anything you're doing per se, right? It's where they are. Those are their demons. And that's what they're reflecting back at you. So, you know, getting back to the, you know, are you rude? You know, and so I, you know, the
maybe.
Right, the topic of the day that we're discussing today for our very first show. And now you know why it's called What the Let's Talk, because this is really like as real as it gets, right? So when I try to self-reflect, and you do the same thing in certain degrees. Like I'll, like the other day I text you and I'm like, are you good? And you're like, why? I'm like, I don't know, you're quiet and I don't know, I'm just feeling something. And I said, maybe I'm off. And you messaged me back. You're like, no, you're usually pretty good. Let me like give it a minute and let me reflect here. Like where am I right now? You know, why is that what you're picking up? So now that was like, I don't know, to some people, could that be construed as like, you know, I don't think that's rude, but it's kind of like, I am like, not that I call people out on things like in a bad way, but sometimes you got to kind of like not mind, but let people know what's going on and then go from there. I mean, I do try to work on my presentation 100% because I know if I say again, it's condescending, but it is frustrating because I've said the same thing. Like I keep addressing something that you're not addressing. So now I have to go back to it again. So can we address it? And then I will leave you alone, you know? Again,
right. But you know, people also take rude as for me. Okay. I am, like I said, I'm the most social, antisocial person. So I can get on the phone and I could gab with you guys for like 3 hours and then not talk to you again for 3 months. Like ask Karen.
Yeah, but that's not rude.
But it is. But some people are like, damn, Danielle, I text you. You didn't even text me back. You know, it's so rude. And I get very consumed with my day-to-day here in my house and all the things that happen in my, you know, in life and work and, you know, just my husband with his job and my three children and this and that. So I love you. It doesn't mean I don't love you, but my brain is somewhere else, you know. You know, and sometimes my tone, you know, people like, you know, Karen does this to me sometimes. She'll text me, you know, and then she's like, what is wrong with you? Like, why are you responding to me like that? And I'm like, oh, shit, Danielle. Because you're in your moment, wherever your head is at, wherever your anxiety level is at, wherever your stress level is at, and you respond a certain way. And then I read back my text and I'm like, what a bitch. Yep. I think it to myself. And then people right, say, oh my God, she's so rude. You know, you could have said it differently. And I do this, you know, even vocally, you know, I have zero patience. And, you know, we go back to, you know, we're all of an age, we're all in our 50s, we're all raised a certain way in a certain neighborhood. You know, we learn how to speak our minds and we speak them. And people do not like it. So I think we're necessarily rude, or, you know, more product of our environment.
It's perception, you know, and the thing is that again, you can say things in a better manner for sure. But at the same token, it's also, like I said, I think the key to this is being self-aware. And so my thing is, so for instance, you know, yes, you and I have had that, like there was something that went on a couple of months ago. And you know, you sent me this long-winded text and I was just trying to, you know, do something in regards with your son and, you know, you snapped and I read the text and I was like, really? And I'm like, okay. Like I said, okay. And I left it alone and I'm like, all right, I'm going to handle this differently now. And then like 5 minutes later, I get a text. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap. I'm just dealing with blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? I get that. And, you know, and it's true. Text messages are difficult because you have no idea what's going on. Like I'm doing a live show and I'm getting texts throughout the show. Now I can't concentrate when my texts are going off because it's coming up on the screen. I'm trying to read comments. I'm trying to pay attention to you. Yeah. And so the texts are coming up. And even though it may all be good, it's just like now is not a good time, you know? And so we, nobody knows that. So, you know, and then somebody may call you and they may call you in the middle of whatever it is that's going on and they don't know that. So sometimes, like, you know, you'll call me and I may be like on the verge of tears, which I don't do normally. And that was great timing, right? Because even though I didn't want to talk to anybody because I don't want to fall apart, you know, it just so happens that you call at that time and I burst into tears, right? Right. You know, so timing is everything. But yes, I just, if I could like just get it across the airways right now, and we have two people that are expressing the same things, don't be so fast to make judgment, because you're just as judgmental as you're accusing me of being, not you, meaning people that are saying you're rude. You're, mm-hmm. you know, oh, well, Karen is rude. Well, you're being more judgmental than me now. So now you're right and I'm wrong because you get to classify me as rude. I mean, do you know the context?
I live in Florida. So everybody's like, oh, you're from New York, aren't you? You're like, I'm like, yeah, how do you know?
That's
like,
a nice way to say you're rude.
I'm rude. They're like, oh, you're from New York, aren't you? I can tell. I'm like, okay, you know? But they're like, why do you guys like that? I'm like, because, you know, we come from a hustle and bustle. Everybody's like so laid back. Now, especially nowadays with this whole woke society. And everybody's all like, chill. And we're like, let's get to it. Let's move.
Yeah. And, hello. And, let's go. No, yeah, it's no, and
people don't like let's go.
Yeah. It's rude, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I am very much that way. I mean, and again, I think it goes by personality, you know, and so this is why I say, like, if you're calling, listen, sometimes people are downright rude. Let's call it like it is. And okay. I would never... You know, you don't make excuses for being, you know, for being rude. Again, we can work on delivery again, but, you know, rude is when someone says something to you that's messed up. Okay. And they're and all of that. But when somebody says to you again, or somebody says it like it is, that's not rude. And if you find it offensive, then maybe you need to check yourself. Why do you find that so offensive? And so that's what I'll do. If somebody says something to me that hits me a little off, I'll go, all right, what did that just like tug on? What happened with that? Like, you know what I mean? And then I'll try to self-reflect. And then, you know, sometimes obviously somebody is just rude. But I don't think that when people speak their mind, and, you know, and again, it depends, right? When you get somebody, like you said, if somebody is catching you and you got 700 things going on, you may come off a little rude, right? Because you're kind of reactory, because you're in the moment.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And so, I think
that is basically what was happening this summer with my son, because I had my daughter who just had an appendectomy. I had had surgery. I had my son in New York. I had my, you know, and people just, they tick at you. And before you know it, your patience gets so low. Your, you know, phone calls all, and then you came at me and I was like, you know, and you just happened to be the brunt of my anger at the moment, you know?
Right. And I, it was a frustrating situation because we were both kind of like scratching our heads. So it wasn't, you know, like there was definitely warrant there, but it was just a knee jerk reaction. And unfortunately, you know, listen, when you're arguing with somebody, I mean, not that this is the same thing, but if you're fighting or arguing with somebody, you know, you're going to, and you're angry, you're certainly going to say things that you would have not said had you not been escalated to that degree, right?
So, right, but then you also have other people who just mean, they're just mean on a regular. Listen, and I'm going to be honest. I have a sister. She is just, the things that come out of her mouth are just beyond. And I look at her sometimes to say, you can't talk to people that way. It hurts people's feelings. She's got no cushion whatsoever. I mean, no matter how many times you have this discussion with her, you mm-hmm. sit there and say, how could you do that? You know, and then of course, obviously she does it to people you know, so you see the fallback. It also affects,
Right.
you know, friendships and things like that. And then you spend
Right.
half your time trying to smooth over that. You can't cut your sister out of your life. She's your sister.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right.
So, but she does, she is, there's no soft part of her at all. Her responses are always vicious, always mean. And I do not, sometimes I look at her and I don't even know how to navigate it. You know, I just tell her to go, you know, go F herself because she's my sister. Whatever, goodbye, click, and I hang up the phone. Call me back
right.
when you're feeling nicer. You know, but not everybody can do that. So, you know.
Right.
You know, yeah, I guess, are you rude? There are people out there that it is just a natural thing for them to be vicious. And you sit back and you try to understand or think about what the underlying emotion is that provokes them or pushes them to be this way, because you can't soften them. I've tried. She's going to be 60. At this point, she's done. There's no changing her, you know? And
correct. And again, that goes to the categories, right? I mean, not categories, but like, you know, you can have someone in your life that you don't align with in that way, but that doesn't mean you don't love them. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, especially when it comes to family, right? I mean, family, we're going to love and mm-hmm. we're always going to be there for them. And we don't necessarily mean that you like them all the time, right?
Right.
We choose our friends.
So she says here, so are you saying that we are all rude at some time,
yep.
even to friends? Yes.
1,000%. Well, and again, I think, but I hate the word rude in that respect, because I think, you know, we are all reactory. If it comes off that it's being rude, then, you know, so be it. But I think we all are human. And so
I think
it can be perceived.
The point is that, right, as rude. But, you know, hopefully you have a friendship enough that you could turn to them and say, you know what, that was really rude. I didn't appreciate that, you know? And that person will take a moment to look back and reflect and go, you know what, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I was in the middle of it. It really doesn't make it, it's not an excuse, but it is, because sometimes,
right.
like you said, you're at the end of your rope, and then that one text message comes in and or that person says something to you and everything you're feeling just gets directed at that person. You know, that's
right.
human nature, unfortunately. But yeah, I you know, I can sit back in my life and I can think of a million times that I've been rude to people. And I'm like, I remember one time sitting in my office in Manhattan, and I was so nasty. And I remember going in my office, sitting there and thinking, why am I so mean? And my elevator mechanic happened to be in my doorway, and he was laughing. And he's just like, Danielle, what happened? I'm like, because who were you mean to? I'm like, everybody, you know? And he's just like, but you're not a mean person. I said, but I was just so vicious. Like, and you know, and I had to go back and of course, like eat a little crow and, you know, go back to my tenants and so on. So, but at that moment, they pissed me off so much that I just, and it came out. And
yeah.
they looked at me like, what a witch, you know?
I know,
all right.
But you know what? Sometimes, right? So I think, I mean, I had this, I don't remember who I was having a conversation with somebody, and I was saying, like, you know, I really was a nasty bitch, you know, for a good portion of my life, I have to say. I was nasty, especially if I didn't know you. I definitely didn't come off warm and fuzzy, even a little bit. I was like, I don't know you. You know, I don't trust you, and stay out of
like
my
that.
Freaking way. No, that's not true. I'm really, yes, I don't know you and I don't trust you. But at the same token, I worked very hard not to come off that way, because I mean, you know, when we're out now, I talk to everybody. I mean, I'm always social.
After like a tequila. But you know, when we first go out, I'm different. Like I will go out and I'll be like, hey, da, da, da. And I've learned how to drop my guard a little bit, which also puts me in a wholly different, you know, area, because now people say, oh, now you're too nice. So
mm-hmm.
there's no winning, by the way.
Not
so,
too nice, too friendly. Too friendly.
Friendly.
Too nice.
Yes, I'm too friendly.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So,
uh-huh.
yes, I'm too friendly. Uh-huh. So if you see, so Karen's always got her guard up now, because now she thinks I'm too friendly. So she has to be the not friendly, good cop, bad cop, right?
No. You can take care of yourself. Are you kidding
I
me?
totally
No
can.
freaking way.
But
No way.
Karen takes a minute to unwind, but once she finally like lets her guard down, she's good. You know me, I'm
Well,
just
I
like,
have to assess. I have to assess. That's what it is.
yeah,
Is
she'd
that
be like, don't talk to
I
that
am
person. I got a bad vibe there. Don't talk to that person. He looks like a jerk off. Don't talk to that person. I'm just like,
and I'm
wow.
always right. And
You
no,
are always
because you
right.
know what? I just because when I'm very energetically, phased. I don't know what the right word is. And I get a sense of
Tune.
a person and in tune. Thank you. And so I really and it's what's funny? It's funny that you say that because I recently, well, not recently, but in the, at some, recent times, if you will. I had met somebody and they listened to, one of my shows, I guess one of my sex talk shows or whatever. And I guess they thought that when I met them, like I was gonna like throw them down on the bar and, like bang them or something. And like they're like looking and I you got to give me a minute. Don't get in my face, don't get in my space. You got to give me a minute so that I can like get a vibe from you. Don't get too close to me. I don't fucking know you. Like, just give me a minute and then I will like come around. But if you push yourself on me
Big
like
Daddy,
that,
funny, right?
if you push yourself on me like that, I'm not good. And that's
Yeah,
exactly how I feel in
and it's
any
definitely and it's
situation.
definitely not happening, right?
No, I don't like being put in that situation. So if I know you, and I mean, and a lot of times, again, people think I'm a bitch because I'm like in my own world. So I'm like not even fazed with, I don't even see the people
Yeah,
sometimes.
but
If I'm looking straight, I don't see you. So like people will be like, especially with the show or whatever, like, oh, she thinks who she is. She don't even say hello. I didn't even see you. And maybe that's rude too, but I am not. I wasn't keened in on that. And if somebody grabs me and they say hello to me, I am always receptive. But,
Right, but we were schooled that way, right? So we all grew up in the
correct.
neighborhood. All these boys, all these guys, once you were a neighborhood girl, as long as you weren't a runaround, they schooled you. Danielle, this guy's gonna say this. Danielle, this is gonna do this. Danielle, this is gonna do that. I try to teach these lessons to my daughters now about like boys,
Yep.
they're gonna say this, they're gonna do this. That you and you can see it, like you just watch it. Men are, they're creatures of habit. Everything, they're all from the same school. So you watch it just evolve. And my very first boyfriend told me, don't ever say hello to anybody. People want to say hello to you, they'll come up to you and you'll say, especially guys. Never, because if you go up to a guy's gonna think, ah, she likes me, she wants me, they think you got a shot. So you learned how to be nasty, just like as a protection thing. Like you stood there and you're like, oh, and then they came up to you, hello, hello. And it was a respect issue. They knew that you weren't like running around, you weren't talking to 10 million guys, you weren't this, you weren't that. So, it's very hard to what's the word? I'm shut off. That's not the word I'm looking for. But disconnect from those lessons that you learned, because they all still apply. I am married. I got four kids, and I go out with my husband on the weekends, and I run into people that I know. I went out to this place this weekend, and I can't tell you how many guys from the neighborhood and girls from the neighborhood were in Boca. Like I was like, oh my God, this is like the Bronx all over again. But you go up to them, they're like, oh, Dean, how are you? Blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, they want to put their arm around your waist. Stop. What are you doing?
Right, don't touch me. Like there's no reason to touch me. And that's and so again, we were raised that way, right?
They're like,
So like
ah, you don't got to be so nasty. It's not nasty. My
right.
fucking husband stands, excuse my
I'm
French,
not
my husband
nasty.
stands
Don't
him right
touch
there. Like,
me.
what are you doing?
Don't even, but wait a minute, Danielle. I'm gonna back up for a second because I don't I and not that I don't like when you say that. You and I'm the same way. I act the way I act no matter who I'm with. So it's not like when you go out and your husband isn't with you that you're
That is
letting
true.
guys touch
That is
you. Okay,
absolutely
so
true. You're right.
that doesn't like I'm the same way whether I'm with somebody or I'm not with somebody,
But
except
I
for the fact
also
that of course.
know, but you try to. I'm like my, I love it. My husband's violent. We grew up in
Your
a
husband is
time
old
in
school,
a.
and
Yes.
your
So
husband
if
is
you're
old
gonna,
school.
you
It's
may know me
disrespectful.
for 25 years. But that man doesn't know that you know me for 25 years. That's one.
And,
two, I didn't let
and
you touch
you should
me then.
Be
Why am I
mindful.
Gonna let you touch me now?
Correct.
That's two.
Disrespect.
Three,
that's my point.
That man is gonna come and say, you know, who is this guy? You know, and why is he,
yep.
why does he think he's got the right to put his hands on you? So you
yep.
have to be rude a little bit. And it's not even rude. It's just being responsible and, you know, protecting yourself as a person. And people might say, oh, she's rude. She's there. I'm not. You know, I respect myself. This is me. This is my body. And no, you
called
cannot
boundaries.
Put your hands over. Boundaries.
Right. It's called
yes.
boundaries. Like, that's what when, I mean, and guys, listen, I love you and, you know, and everything. But like, when you think it, do not touch a woman. Okay. Period. End of discussion. Especially somebody like us, because I will literally grab your hand and I will move it away from me. So is that rude? No. What that is a boundary. You do not touch me unless I give you the reason to touch me. So like, again, the way we grew up, you know, we took the I took the train, you know, from the Bronx down to Manhattan. My parents had a dance school on Fordham Road and the Grand Concourse. Okay, when I walk a certain way, I teach my son, we're walking in the park, who's in front of you, who's in back of you, who's here, who's there. Somebody just got like killed or stabbed or robbed or something in one of the parks, not far from where I am. And I said to my son, you see, this is why I tell you, you have to be aware of your surroundings. So when you're on the train, you don't look at the kids walk now with their cell phones and they're texting. They're hitting their head on a fucking pole because, you know, they're not paying attention. Like, you can't be, you know, absent. You have to pay attention. So when we were raised that way, you know, my father was like, you don't dress like that when you're on the train. You don't want them to know whether you're a boy, a girl, you know, you don't do this. And when we would go out, think about it, like how many times I took the train to go out, to like go out dancing and stuff, like at, I don't know, whatever time it was at night and everything else. Like we were, it was different. And so, but the funny thing is the people that are judging us, if you will, are the people that grew up in our generation. So it's very interesting. You know, so just, I know we have a couple of people that just jumped on. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is our very first WTF Let's Talk show with Karen and Danielle. And this is Danielle's first time doing a show, and I think she's doing amazing. For those of you that are listening, hit that heart button and let me know if you think she's doing as amazing as I think she's doing. Make sure you hit that follow button so that when we are live, you are able to tune in and you can comment and respond. And that is realtalkwithkarenstacy.podbean.com. And then you can always check us out on a replay on any of your favorite podcasts, but obviously we won't be live. So today we are talking about, are you rude? So this was some of the conversation, and I see, so now we have a couple of people that joined on, Big Guy, the Dude Show, Healthy Boundaries. Yeah. And again, that's my whole, I agree. Healthy Boundaries. I'm more likely to play sports than touch a female. I'm oblivious. That's way too much touching. That's actually assault.
Assault. Correct.
Yeah. So again, this is why, see, I said it again. This is why sometimes you need to ask yourself, why do I think this person is rude? And then find out if maybe they aren't rude, but maybe they just have certain standards and certain boundaries and certain expectations of a conversation or an interaction. And I would say that I think you and I are guilty of those three things, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Big Daddy. See, he said you're awesome.
Thank you.
So I would say that is something that people need to check themselves with. So before you want to categorize or call someone rude, I think you need to check yourself and think about why you feel that they are rude. Now, there is the obvious.
Right, or your actions that are causing that behavior, you know?
Correct. Correct. Right. I mean, like I said, there is the obvious, and then there's the underlying. So if you think that, so, you know, it's funny because the way you just described me when we were going out, when we go out, is people would say I'm rude, right? Like, oh, she's a
Yeah.
bitch. But you know what? I'm not really a bitch. I would love you to death, but don't touch me. You don't know me. Don't touch me. Like, you don't know me. Get out of my, you're invading my personal space. So be respectful of other people's space. Big Daddy, I do love you. Just don't touch me.
Just to touch me.
And, you know,
I
it's
love you
very
from a
simple.
distance. I love you from
I
a
love
distance.
you. I love you. Now get back. You know, and so again, you really have to recognize that, you guys. So for anybody listening to this show, that thinks that I'm rude or thinks that Danielle is rude, then, you know, perhaps it can be perceived as being rude. I think that when you verbalize how you feel, when you do set boundaries and you're not okay with certain things and you react to it, that you then are perceived as rude. Would you agree?
I agree.
As opposed to what you were speaking about earlier, when there are just certain people that just speak and they're nasty.
Yes.
That's different. So, you know, I think the takeaway from today is that, you know, not everybody is rude. Maybe you're just taking it too personally. Maybe you have an issue with the fact that these people are not allowing you to cross boundaries that you are accustomed to crossing. Or maybe you just intellectually don't get it and you're frustrating us.
Right, or maybe that person's behavior is a trigger for something from the past or underlying that we're not even aware of.
Absolutely, which is self-reflection, 110%. And I, right, that something woke up your demons,
Right.
and made you have that knee-jerk reaction, 1,000%. So that is, you know, again, when we were discussing this, absolutely self-reflection. But the important thing is that, you know, you should be a little kinder to people and not go to worst case scenario. That someone is being rude. If you don't know them, you're being just as judgmental as you think they are, is I guess my point. You know, so you can't, you know, like, what is that? People in glass houses shouldn't throw
And
stones.
throw
You know, you
stones.
can't call somebody, you know, rude when you're being judgmental. So like, I take your judgmental and now I raise you one.
Right, but I mean, but on the flip side of that is, if you continuously run into this person, or you have, a relationship with this person, and their behavior is continuous, at some point you're gonna have to sit back and think, they're just a jerk. They're just rude people.
Correct.
I told you I have one. I have one.
Correct.
So, that old saying, I see you once, somebody says you're drunk, maybe you're drunk, maybe you're not. So you know the thing. So,
Well, when
three, four
show
times you run into this person and they're nasty all the time, yeah, they're just rude.
when someone shows you who they are, believe them. So, yeah, it's very true. And again, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, right? You have different compartments in your life. You have your core people, you know, who are like your best friends, you know, your heart and soul. Then you have your acquaintances, you know, and then you have your common, you know, groups, if you will, your friends edition things and stuff. And, you know, you treat people accordingly. You know, for anybody that is quick to call someone that is straight up rude, I don't know if that's fair. I think that sometimes honesty can be construed as being rude because you're just saying it like it is. Can I use this subject later on my podcast as a debate? Yeah, why not? Absolutely. We're here, to show some love, and you can, if I can jump on with you, I absolutely will, and I'm sure if Danielle is available, she will as well.
Of course.
And thank you for wanting to use this subject. I think it's a really good subject because there's so many avenues in which you can go with it, right? Because we could talk about this for another hour because there's a whole other, dimension to it. But I think we touched on the basis of it all. So Danielle, if you had to, do a summary of, the question, are you rude? What would be your point, that your last, your final closing argument?
My final closing argument. That's funny. Well, again, we've hit every point on what can be perceived as rude, right? Conceit, arrogance,
Jealousy.
honesty, and jealousy, and everything else. Being rude or being called rude is not defined by one action, unfortunately. You have to understand that people have certain things going on in their lives. You have to understand, it's hard. It's hard to really sit back and say, oh my God, that person is so rude, because you have no idea what is going on in their lives at the moment when they respond to you in a certain way. So, I guess the end result is maybe take it in the moment and reflect and possibly give somebody a second chance and realize that maybe what you were seeing in the moment wasn't act, it doesn't really reflect who they are as a person. Give them a second chance. I mean, if they showed themselves to you a second time, then and you've made your decision. But we need to be a little kind, and understand that, everybody's got something going on, and unfortunately, people perceive themselves or they respond with a little hostility in moments, and doesn't it's not a direct reflection to you or how they feel about you. It's just how they are in the moment. And then
And you have to also, get to know somebody, and understand, so that's what I really dislike too. Like I have people, so like you just said, you said in the beginning of the conversation, well, people say, oh, how do you hang out with her, right? And meanwhile, everybody thinks you're a nasty bitch, and you're rude, but yet how can you hang out with me that they perceive as a nasty bitch and rude?
Funny.
So
Listen, I
like
was with my sister one time, and I was so nasty. We were in duos in Yonkers, and this guy said some shit on his face, and I spun on him. And my sister turned to this guy and says, "He goes, she says this is so effing nasty." She goes, "And believe it or not, she's the one married, not me." But I so I'm still laughing, right? Because guys all like bitchy girls. But anyway, that's a different
True.
topic. So,
Yeah, we'll
but
do that
I'm
one.
not, but I'm not. He said something and it triggered me, and I responded. I run into people now and they go, "Oh my God, Daniel, when we were growing up, you were so nasty. You were like the mother figure. You never let your friends have any fun." I grew up protecting my friends because they were out
Yep.
getting drunk, and
Me too.
they were
Right.
the friendly ones. I
Right.
was the iron curtain. I wasn't letting
Right.
anything
We
get up,
walk in together, we walk out
right?
together.
Right.
And where are you? And why aren't you over here? And I was the same
And
way
no, you're not
too.
going home with that person. If they like you, they'll
Yes.
call you. That's another story. So,
Yep.
but it's funny. So now we're all married and we run into each other, and they're like, "Oh my God, like Danielle, you're so nice. Why were you so nasty?" I wasn't nasty. I was protective. Different.
Correct. Correct. And
But
that's what I'm saying is a
in
perception.
their thoughts, right, in their perception, as Karen says, I was a bitch. Period.
Right. Be
The whole
because
time we
you
were
put
clubbing, because I
that was
protected my friends.
boundaries. But that was
Right.
boundaries. You weren't a bitch because a bitch would have said, "You know what? Go home with them. I don't give a shit. Oh, they're gone. Oh, I don't know. Did you see, Joanne? I haven't seen her in like a half hour. Oh, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I'm here." That would be a bitch.
No, but I didn't do that. I was like, negative. It's not happening.
Right.
You like
Well,
her?
that's what I'm
You like
saying.
her? Yeah,
So
I like her.
perception.
Great. Call her. You can take her out another time. And they were like,
Well,
damn,
again,
Danielle.
perception. But again, because you set boundaries for your friends, basically, like, hey, we're all leaving here alive, you know, and such. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. It's perception. So before you want to categorize somebody as being rude, maybe think about where they're coming from and why they're doing what they're doing. Right. That would be my that would be my takeaway. So we have kept everybody here for a New York minute. And I want to say thank you to everybody that tuned in today and that hit the like button and that commented and stuff. I think we got to most of your comments. So thank you so much for joining in with us. And thank you to Danielle for her first show. She did awesome. Yes. Woo-woo. And we're going to do our best as long as, you know, no one's, you know, hanging from the chandelier. We're going to do our best to hit Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And again, the new show that we're doing, what you just listened to, is What the Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. So make sure you hit that follow button. It's the free app. Hit the follow button. You will be alerted when we go live. And if you are catching this on the replay, on any of your favorite podcasts, make sure you can always comment. I believe I can still see the comments, but obviously I can't read them because we're not live. Yes, thank you. Thank you guys for participating. We love you all, and we will see you next week at 11 a.m. Thank you. Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. See you next week.
That sounds good to me. All right, guys, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.